Hi, my name is Alejandro Duran, your spiritual fitness coach. And recently I learned about an alarming statistic that is destroying the lives of men. Christianity Today surveyed over 1,000 of its subscribers, and nearly 50% of them indicated that they have struggled and have given into lust and into pornography. That is a huge number. A case where Christian men are struggling to keep themselves off screens, searching for inappropriate content. It's an epidemic that is grieving God's heart. In 1 Thessalonians 4, we learn that it is the will of God for our sanctification to abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passions of lust. Man, we have a problem. Not only with lust, but with fixing our eyes away from God. And we have a problem because we seek to justify what God wants to sanctify. David gazed upon a beautiful woman while she was bathing one afternoon. Though he was considered to be a man after God's own heart, David then became distracted and kept his eyes fixed on what he desired. The problem was that his desire was sinful and outside of God's will for him. One of the greatest lessons we can take away from David's experience is to maintain community with God, even in the moments of weakness. It is hard to share with you, but this is exactly my experience when I fall into temptation of lust. I have run away from God to do my own thing. I gave into my body controlling me. I disregarded the call to be holy and fell into sin. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his book, Temptation, writes that when lust takes control of our lives, we lose sight of reality at face value. Satan does not fill us with hatred of God, but with forgetfulness of God. Man, the longer we give into temptation of lust and pornography, God becomes less and less real to us. But you can win today the battle of lust and pornography by fixing your eyes on God so that you never lose sight of him in the worst moments of your pure life. Another problem we face concerning lust and pornography is that we seek to justify what God wants to sanctify. How many of us begin to find justifications for our sins? We say, well, Jesus paid for my future sins, so it is okay to give up just this time. Or, I'm not perfect. Jesus sees my imperfection. Or, well, all men do it, so I'm not alone in this. Or, I can hide it pretty well. That way, it doesn't hurt anyone. The worst case of it all is that we have given into our sinful desires at the cost of a beautiful woman God created in his likeness and image. But the good news is that you don't have to justify your sins. Jesus at the cross already accomplished that for you and for me. His death also means that His Spirit lives in you and in me, enabling us to live a holy life according to God's will. So allow me to be so bold and encourage us to consider our call. The Bible says, "Be holy as I am holy." Consider the will of God for us men in our lives to abstain from sexual immorality. Do you want to win today in our call to holiness and purity? Let's be men who are in constant communion with God through His word and prayer. Communion with other men who serve as accountability partners, and consider the power of the Holy Spirit living in you so that you can win the battle against lust and pornography today.